Now, you might recall from earlier this year when we talked about FameLab, chatting with Dr. Alan Duffy on that one. As a refresher, FameLab is the world's leading science communication competition. It's for early career researchers who have an absolute passion about their science. And the aim is to find and mentor young researchers in the world of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and help them learn ways to share their work with the world. The call is out for 2018 entrants, and semi-finals are going to be taking place in March and April around Australia. Who better to talk about it than last year's winner, Niral Chokchetan from UTS's I3, Institute of Infection, Immunity and Innovation. Niral, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
It is an absolute pleasure to finally talk to you after talking about your work with so many other people.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Now, your work, of course, pings two of my absolute interest areas, which is honey and an increasing fear of superbugs.
Yes, it does, actually. You summed it up quite well. You could do FameLab, probably.
What have you been working on? Tell us about it.
So I look at the medicinal properties of honey. I look at two main areas. One part of it is to see how we can use honey sort of like an antibiotic to stop those superbugs that cause really nasty infections. And the other aspect is what happens when we eat honey. So how does it change the balance of bacteria that lives in our gut?
So, yeah, gut health and sort of, you know, consumption of the delicious sweet treat.
Yes, exactly.
And what is, I mean, because this is fairly groundbreaking research that you've been looking at in terms of our understanding of what honey actually does.
Yeah, so no one's ever looked at this in so much detail before. I'm a microbiologist, so I work with bacteria, and our gut bacteria is linked to a whole range of different disease states. So we're really interested in trying to manipulate this balance of bacteria to give you the best health that you can possibly have. And one way of doing that is by our diet. So things that you eat don't just feed you, but they can also feed your gut bacteria. So if we can feed the good ones in there, then you're getting a whole range of benefits that you wouldn't otherwise be having. That's where the honey bit fits in.
It's been really intriguing to me to see this kind of growing awareness of mainstream public, and not necessarily that we understand it, but we are aware that bacteria can be a good thing. When I was growing up, it was nothing but filthy, disgusting. You didn't want any of it near you.
Yeah, it's like, get those germs away.
Yeah.
But that's exactly right. And I think you're exactly right again, because even we as scientists don't really understand all of the benefits that bacteria have for us, but over 90% of bacteria are actually good for us.
Yeah.
We've got heaps of them living on and inside of us, that they're everywhere. They're not out to cause us harm, just sometimes they are a bit misguided and they cause diseases and infections.
It's an entire bioecosystem inside us.
Yes,
that
exactly.
We're only just learning,
yep,
about.
Absolutely.
How is this not the most fascinating thing in the world?
It is to me.
Now, FameLab, like I said, you won this year. How exciting was it?
It was incredible. It was one of the best things I've ever done. And I'm so glad that I pushed myself to do it. It's not something that I would naturally just go out and try.
Because you sound very natural when I've listened back on your stuff.
Oh, it's not. I mean, I think I love talking about my research. And because it is about honey, it's very relatable. And I love that people, you know, look at me and say, oh, do you mean just the honey that I've got in my pantry? Like, yes, that one. So I love that aspect of it, and I love how people can sort of say, I've taken this information that you've given me and now I can apply it to my daily life, because that is the reason I do research. It's the reason that I'm so interested in science. So it's a really rewarding experience for me to talk about it.
And of course for you, that win got you on the international stage as well.
Yes, it was so exciting to meet so many people. There were 31 contestants from 31 different countries, so many beautiful foreign accents and different walks of life. It was really eye-opening, really humbling, actually, to realize how privileged we are in Australia compared to some other experiences that other people have as a woman in science, particularly, as well.
I wouldn't have even thought about that, and that's white male privilege talking to you there, thinking that I didn't even have to think about that. But yeah, that would have been amazing.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And you've been doing a lot of talking as well, TEDx, the full works.
Yes. So since I did the FameLab and I did so well in Australia, and then I was the international runner-up, so that was also an incredible honour. I've been invited to give so many talks. The TEDx one, yes, was a huge honour, actually, and it was a really good stage, really good venue, but I've been invited for industry talks and, you know, lots of science in focus type talks at our university, Science Week events. It's been a real experience.
So I would imagine that you would have no hesitation recommending that any scientist try and get involved.
None at all.
So I know what this year they're asking for a short video, I think, talking about research.
Yes. So all you have to do is film yourself or just get a mate to film you a 3-minute video on your research. Don't use any jargon. Don't use any PowerPoint slides. You can use a prop and just be as charming as you like. So it's not about dumbing down the science. So stay true to the science, but just use words that everybody can engage with.
Which is what science communication is all about.
Exactly.
I know semi-finals are going to be taking place in Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne and Perth, I think during March and April. If you're selected, you're going to attend the closest one to you. And then, of course, if you get the win, it's bye-bye Australia for a little while.
Yes. It's good because you get to go and be part of the Cheltenham Science Festival. And I've never seen a festival like that. It is a block full of science. So you get to see young researchers and people come out and bring all these displays of science and research that they do. You listen to lots of really good talks, and then there's the whole FameLab semi-finals and finals at the international level there as well.
Amazing stuff. Narelle, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for talking about it. And I hope we can get back on soon and talk a little bit more about your research.
Yeah, sounds great.
Fantastic stuff. What are we looking at here? 8 minutes until the end of the show. Let's squeeze in some music. This is Sunsap and Walking Out the Door.